going to tell you. Alright, we are ready for our next storytellers. We have another storyteller coming up. Her name is Christine Brown. And she's our youngest storyteller. So if y'all want to sit on the floor, that's fine. That's no problem. Okay, Christine, go ahead.
The story I'm going to tell you is called Old Bunny. One time there was an old woman who lived way up in the hills in the old cabin all by herself. Now she'd been saving her money till she was just about rich. She kept her money in a leather pouch and way up in the chimney corner. Every night that old lady would sit in her rocking chair and she would rock back and forth, back and forth. And she would card her wool. Scratch, 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 scratch. Rocking and a card. Scratch, 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 scratch. After she'd been sitting there for a while, she commenced to yawn. After she yawned three times, she figured it was time to go to bed. Now over on the wall by the chimney, she had hanging a big dry fish, just hanging there by its tail with its eyes staring out into the room. That fish only had one eye, so she called it Old One Eye. Every night before she'd go to bed, she'd go along over and she'd get out her butcher knife and she'd cut a chunk out of Old One Eye. She'd chew it up and go to bed. Well, there's three robbers coming to the area, and they heard about her gold. So they went up there one night fixing a robber. The chief of the robbers, he only had one eye on his head, on account of he got the other one put out in a fight. And because of that, he was known as Old One Eye. This Old One Eye took his men up to the holler behind that old woman's house and he hid them there.
We'll wait till she goes to bed. Then we'll go up there and steal her gold. You,
he called to the first robber.
You go up there and spy on little woman. When she goes to bed, you come back down here and tell us, and we'll go up there and rob her.
So the first robber went up to the cabin. He found a chink between the logs right up alongside the chimney where he could look in. He put his eyes up to that chink and he looked in that cabin. She was just sitting there. Rocking in a card, rocking in a card. Scratch, 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 scratch. First thing you know, well, that's one to come, she said. Two more come and I'll be getting out my bitch now. She looked over at that one-eyed fish hanging on the wall by the chimney. To that robber, it appeared she was looking right at him. Live! He jumped up and ran out of there down back that holler. That lady's a witch. She looked right through the wall and saw me. So that's one to come, two more come, I'll be getting out my butcher knife. Let's get out of here, men.
Such nonsense,
said Old One Eye, the robber chief.
That old woman didn't see you. You were just scared. You,
he called to the second robber.
You'll go up there and spy on the old woman. When she goes to bed, you'll come back down here and tell us. And we'll go up there and steal her gold.
So the second robber went up to the cabin. He put his eyes up to the chink and he looked in the cabin. She was just sitting there, all right, sitting there, rocking in the card, rocking in the card. Scratch, 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 scratch. First thing you know, well, that's two to come, she said. One more coming, I'll be getting out my bitch now. Second robber jumped up, ran out of there down back that holler. Jiminy, that old lady is a witch. So that's two to come, one more come, I'll be getting out my bitch now. We'd better get out of here.
Well, you fellas are just plain chicken,
said Old One Eye.
I'm gonna have to go up there myself and see what's going on.
So Old One Eye himself, he went up and put his one good eye to that chink between the walls, and he looked into that cabin. She was sitting there, all right. She hadn't got to bed yet. Sitting there, rocking in a card, rocking in a card. Then, goodness gracious me, that's three to come. Time to get up my bitch and have him get a chunk out of you, Old One Eye. And she come for that one-eyed fish, lost that rubber, jumped out and ran out of there down back that holler.
She's a witch. She's a witch, all right. She come to me with a butcher knife. She called me by name. Let's get out of here, man.
They tore out of there, never come back no more. That old woman just got at her butcher knife, Went along over and cut a big chunk of that one-eyed fish, chopped it up real good, went to bed and slept right sound.
Christine is from Altona. Altoona, I'm sorry. You're right. I'm wrong.
The story I'm going to tell you is called The Turkish Soldier. Somewhere, someplace, across the seven seas, there was a little old woman and her little pet rooster. One day, the little rooster went out into the yard to peck out something to eat. He pecked and he pecked and he pecked out a diamond button. My good mistress. She likes diamond buttons too. So the little rooster picked a diamond button up in his beak and started to walk home. Just then, down the road came the Turkish Sultan. He was the man who ruled the land of Turkey. He was a very large Turkish Sultan. He wore a pair of baggy trousers. His pants were so baggy that he had to have three servants walk behind him and hold his trousers up. He came walking down the road, and his three servants came walking behind him holding his trousers up. When he saw the little rooster with that diamond button, he wanted that diamond button for himself. He called to his three servants and said, "You catch that little rooster. Take his diamond button from him and put it in my treasure chamber in the palace." So the three servants took the little rooster's button and put it in the Turkish Sultan's treasure chamber. Well, the little rooster was so angry, he flew right up to the Turkish Sultan's palace, perched on the windowsill, and called out, "Turkish Sultan, you give me back my diamond button." The Turkish Sultan was mad when he heard that. He called his three servants and said, "You catch that little rooster. Throw him into a well full of water. That will be the end of him." So the three servants caught the little rooster and threw him into a well full of water. But the little rooster had a magic stomach. As soon as he was in the well, he called out, "Come, my empty stomach, come, my empty stomach. Drink up all the water in this well." And his stomach came and drank up all the water in that well, so he didn't drown. Instead, he flew right back to the Turkish Sultan's palace, perched on the windowsill, and called out, "Cock-a-doodle-doo! Turkish Sultan, you give me back my diamond button." The Turkish Sultan was angry when he heard that. He called to his three servants and said, "You catch that little rooster. Throw him into a fire. That will be the end of him." So the three servants caught the little rooster and threw him into a fire. But the little rooster called out, "Come, my full stomach, come, my full stomach," spit out all the water from the well and put out the fire. And his stomach came and spit out all the water from the well and put out the fire, so he didn't get burnt. Instead, he flew right back to the Turkish Sultan's palace, perched on the windowsill, and called out, "Cock-a-doodle-doo! Turkish Sultan, you give me back my diamond button." The Turkish Sultan was furious when he heard that. He called his three servants and said, "You catch that little rooster. Throw him into a hive full of bees. That will be the end of him." So the three servants caught the little rooster and threw him into a hive full of bees. But the little rooster called out, "Come, my empty stomach, come, my empty stomach. Eat up all the bees in this beehive." And his stomach came and ate up all the bees in that beehive. They buzzed and buzzed around in his stomach, but they could not sting his magic stomach. Instead, he flew right back to the Turkish Sultan's palace, perched on the windowsill, and called out, "Cock-a-doodle-doo! Turkish Sultan, you give me back my diamond button." The Turkish Sultan was infuriated when he heard that. He called to his three servants and said, "You catch that little rooster. Bring him to me. What shall I do with him?" The first servant said, "If I were you, I'd chop his head off." The second servant said, "If I were you, I'd hang him from the highest tree." But the third servant said, "If I were you, I'd sit on him and squash him." So the three servants caught the little rooster and brought him to the Turkish Sultan. And he said, "Drop him into the big bag on my baggy trousers, and I'll sit on him and squash him." So the three servants brought him to the Turkish Sultan and dropped him into his big bag on his baggy pants. But the little rooster called out, "Come, my full stomach, come, my full stomach, spit out all the bees from the beehive and sting the Turkish Sultan." "Oh, ow, eek, ow!" The Turkish Sultan was jumping around in his throne room. "You catch the little rooster, bring him to my treasure chamber, let him have his diamond button, I never want to see him again." So the three servants brought the little rooster to the Turkish Sultan's treasure chamber and said, "You take your diamond button and go along home." And they left the little rooster all alone in the Turkish Sultan's treasure chamber. So the little rooster called out, "Come, my empty stomach, come, my empty stomach, eat up all the diamonds and gold and silver and emeralds and rubies in the Turkish Sultan's treasure chamber." And his stomach came and ate up all the diamonds, all the rubies, all the emeralds and gold and silver. And after he was quite full, he waddled along home and gave it all to his good mistress. And they lived happily and richly ever after.